Fiona Robinson is the education manager at the Isle of Man prison. She's had a wealth of experience working at both the Victoria Road site and at various roles at the college. But a little over 4 years ago, she returned to her former post.
I just feel if you believe in education and what it can offer people, prisoners have got to be a group of people who are most going to benefit from the opportunities of getting an education. So that's why I got involved with prison education.
So a completely different challenge, I imagine, from working in the college to working behind the bars, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, it is different in a lot of ways, but a lot of it's the same. As far as I'm concerned, the prisoners that come up to the education centre are students, and we treat them as such. Obviously, we've got security issues to take into mind, but they are students. And we deliver education in exactly the same way that I would in the college.
And during your time in the college and obviously coming here, I suppose you would want to foster that relationship between the two bodies. So there's sort of links there, I suppose.
Oh yes, absolutely. That's the main reason that we're here, in terms of the fact that the courses we run a whole range of courses: English, maths, cookery, IT, art, craft, psychology, guitar. We employability, personal health, social health, education. We mirror the courses being run at UCM, and the idea is obviously that students can transfer from here to there, or sometimes unfortunately the other way around, so they can continue the education that they start with us and move on. And we've actually got two prisoners this year who are serving a sentence here but are doing day release to the college, so that they can start the courses, and hopefully by the time they've finished, left prison, they will have a career ready made for them.
That's saying there's probably a lorry of some sort that'll come into there. It's then checked to make sure it's not got anything in it.
So currently how many people are on the books, so to speak, in the prison school?
We've got 56% of the prison attend some form of education. They may just be dipping into one particular course that they're interested in. They may be with us virtually full time. But 56 actually benchmarks quite well. The UK average attendance in prisons in the UK is about 33, so we're doing all right.
This is the reception manager.
What's sort of the most popular course in the prison? Where are you seeing people flourish?
They do enjoy cookery, I have to be honest. I think it's they enjoy cooking themselves a nice meal, which is great. They're learning at the same time. I'm often quite surprised. The one that sort of stands out is the arts and crafts for me, because for an awful lot of them, it'll be the first time they've ever tried some of the skills in arts and crafts. And the one thing that prison does give you is a lot of time. So we often just find that people discover a skill that maybe they hadn't had before. I think the greatest satisfaction for me is obviously if we can get people real qualifications, GCSEs, A-levels, vocational qualifications, and then when I see them outside doing a job, because obviously we meet our students after on release, and when you see them outside doing a job and you know that you contributed towards the chance of them getting that job, it might just have been in the confidence. You know, you're actually saying to somebody, you can do it, you can succeed, you can achieve, and maybe that isn't a message that they've picked up in their lives before. So I think that is every bit as important.